But first, joining us on the ticket hotline is a very special guest. Hello, who is this?
Hello, George. It's your Blue Flame, man.
George's Blue Flame.
Hey, you remember me? I called in bad radio yesterday to speak with you. Hey.
This is an unauthorized 840 bit.
Come on, George. You know you remember me from college, right?
I was told we were talking to Shrevebo.
No. I see when you're here, you push me out of yourself with such force and lit me up like you were caramelizing creme brulee.
No, I don't remember that.
The Blue Flame, for those who want to know, that's the result of lighting
lighting
the fart.
Yeah, the dean almost kicked you out of college. Remember that, George?
No, I know.
You remember me, you crazy bastard. Listen, I miss you so much.
Well, you're just a flame. I don't miss you.
We don't do party tricks like we used to.
We never did do party tricks.
Geez, come on, the Craig, are you there? You listen,
yes, I'm here.
The Craig is here.
Hey, George, you remember when we unleashed a flamethrower on those sorority girls back in the day?
No.
You burned their eyebrows off and gave them singe hair. It was so funny. It was smoky.
I don't remember that. Shut up.
We used to work together to issue the brimstone from your dragon butt. We were good like that. Now it is this thing how I never hear from you. I don't understand.
Well,
you want to hang out on Memorial Day and barbecue passers-by or something?
No, that's okay.
Listen, the Craig, yesterday, right?
Yes, yes.
Listen, let me tell you about this man that has come to be known as George Dunham.
Mm-hmm.
He was a prolific ass blaster, man.
Hey, I went to college with him. I know. I saw it.
You know this thing that I said. Right?
Yeah, He's turning French. I met you back in the dorm.
Yeah, he would light me up in all kinds of settings. Weddings, funerals.
No, never did that.
Interventions. Hospital rooms. Believe me, the emphysema ward would shudder when they saw Mr. Dunham walking down the hall.
Oh, my gosh.
His belly swelling with ass gas, you know? But I can tell you this right now, to their face over the phone in the current time. George Dunham could have leveled Dresden after a 3-inch enchilada. You're a talent, my friend. You need to get back in the business. We need to work together.
No, that's okay.
You me, Cheech and Chong, Dean and Martin, you know?
Well, I kind of like George's Blue Flame. He's entertaining.
Yeah, he's got something. He's just a little irritating now.
Not cool anymore. Not cool, man. You got my number, right? You know what I'm saying?
You don't have a number.
Of course I do. I'm on the phone right now, right?
Right. Well, yeah, technically.
The AT&T plan that you endorse, you know? We should be on the family and friend plan, you know? You gave birth to me. I'm your heir, baby.
Repeating the jokes.
Now you have abandoned me. What do you say?
George, you've abandoned
the Blue
Flame.
I have nothing to say. This is an unauthorized bit.
Listen, it should be a little more quick-hitty. I am only a butt cloud, but I know how to have a good time. So I want to hang out with you over Memorial Day, you sulfuric bastard. Yes, you.
Okay, well, maybe we'll get together on Memorial Weekend.
All right, then bring the Craig with you, too.
I'll bring the Craig.
This guy makes me laugh with the scatter shooting.
Oh, yeah. He's doing the scatter shooting.
I love listening.
Thank you, Blue Flame.
Okay,
bye-bye. There he goes.
What a tremendous waste of time that was.
I don't know. I thought that was interesting.
Let's wait until the rant does come back. And if it does come back, let's put him on that show.
George's Blue Flame will be a character on that show every week.
Always great to have George's family members on the show.
He's not my family
member. He said that he was your air baby.
Yeah.
That you gave.
Strangest thing I think we've ever done. 848 here on Sports Radio 13.